You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Acute mental health care units remain in the shadows, neither fully integrated into general hospitals nor part of the community. Researchers from the University of Otago Wellington say this. Now, I spoke to the lead researcher on this study, Associate Professor Ruth Cunningham, on this matter.
Me and my team have been working in the area of understanding health disparities or differences in health outcomes for different groups for a long time, and we're particularly interested in the experience of people with significant mental health and addiction issues. And lots of our work has found big differences in physical health outcomes for people with mental health and addiction issues. And so we're interested in understanding the structural reasons why, or the way that we run our health system and why that, how that might impact on unequal health outcomes. And so this piece of work, we looked at where, as you say, acute mental health units are. So these are the mental health wards, or the places in our hospitals where we look after people who are really acutely unwell with mental health problems. And people usually stay there for quite a short period of time and then return to be looked after in the community. And so in this study we looked at, we were interested in whether where those units are is impacting on access to care, and whether this might be a factor in the unequal health outcomes that we find in our other work. So we looked at where the wards are in all 20, so with 22 of these wards around New Zealand, and we looked at where they're located in relation to other hospital facilities on the same campus. And so we mapped it using Google Maps and measured the distance to things like where the main entrance of the hospital is, where the cafe is, but also where the sort of medical facilities like radiology and the emergency department are. And we found that these wards are, which will not surprise anyone, that they're round the back of the hospitals, a very long way from all of the hospital facilities. And then the next thing we did was compare where the mental health wards are to where the medical wards are, so the wards that you're admitted to if you have an acute medical problem. And those wards, again, it won't surprise anyone to find out that those wards are much closer to all of the hospital facilities, including the front entrance, the public cafe, and also things like radiology and the emergency department. So I think that this shows that we are continuing to demonstrate the stigma that we still hold as a society in relation to mental health and addictions by keeping it, as we've said in the title of our paper, in the shadows or far from public view in the way that we structure our hospitals.
Very metaphoric of I guess, the current sort of perception that mental health does get in this country.
Yeah, no, and I think we talk a lot about trying to address that stigma and trying to make sure we treat mental health conditions with equal respect and provide equal care, and including in our new health legislation, the Paiora Act has a clause around equity of or parity of provision of mental health and physical health care. But when we actually look at how we structure our care systems, we see that we're not really living up to that.
Bricks and mortar obviously doesn't sound ideal for any sort of mental health facility. After all, it is a mental health facility. What does a more holistic approach entail?
So, I mean, I think you're right that there's a much bigger question here about the way we design our services and, you know, whether we want to have wards in hospitals which are part of our mental health care system, and you know, there's certainly different opinions about whether we could be providing all our care in community settings much closer to where people live and where people's whānau supports are. So I don't, and we're not saying that the hospital wards are the right way, but we're trying to understand the system that we have, and therefore if we want to change the system, we really have to understand the system that we have, and we have to have a conversation about what sort of system we want, and including where things are located. So I agree with you, it's not just about the buildings or where they're located. It's also about what services we provide, who provides them, how they're provided. So I agree, it's a much bigger question. But it's a question that we are, you know, we're starting to have this conversation as a society. I think that the Mental Health and Addictions Inquiry, you know, raised a lot of these issues around what sort of care we want and what sort of care, and I guess the gaps that we see in the current model of care. So while we're having this conversation, let's also think about what our system actually looks like now and whether we want to continue to have that kind of system as we build new hospitals. So as we try and build a better system, let's think about what we need to do, what we need to change.
In your opinion, what would a good system look like?
I don't have a magic answer to that. I think that we know that that the current system works for some people and doesn't work for some people. And we know that the current system is not able to meet the demands placed on it, so it's not able to keep up with everyone who might want help and support. So we definitely do need to rethink it, but I think that the process of rethinking it is not for people like me to come in and say, this is what a perfect system looks like. As we said, it's about conversations with people who are using services, people with lived experience of these conditions in their families and whānau, and with the clinicians working in these services to really think about what a better and I think also more sustainable system would look like. You know, while it's important that we think about what model of care would best meet people's mental health needs, we also need to make sure that we are providing really good access to physical health care, and that we're not siloing our care system in such a way that while we might provide really good mental health care, we don't allow sufficient access to physical health care, because I think that actually we can't divide things up in this way. I don't think that, life doesn't work like this, and our physical health affects our mental health and our mental health affects our physical health. So I think it's really important that we recognise that when we're thinking about what sort of mental health services we want.
Another thing to take into account is that community-based setting as well, and how important it is for the community to be involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, also to make the point, as we do in the paper, that almost all the care that we provide, almost all the specialist care that we provide for mental health and addictions conditions in New Zealand is provided in the community. It's only for a very small proportion who require more intensive care in a psychiatric unit. So I think, it's important to remember that we're just talking about a very small part of what is primarily a community-based care system, which is as it should be.
Yeah. That was Associate Professor Ruth Cunningham from the University of Otago, Wellington, speaking about acute mental health care units remaining in the shadows.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.